This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Kevin Brinkley is president and CEO of Plains Cotton Cooperative Association.
The valley crop, that's where our season begins, is in the lower Rio Grande Valley. And, of course, they took a big hit from Hurricane Hanna and lost the majority of that crop down there. Most of the coastal bend crop has been harvested, and, of course, they're in the heart of ginning that crop right now. We were very fortunate to dodge some of the tropical activity that is, well, that you're seeing in the news today, even. But it's been a really active tropical season, and we're thankful that we've missed the worst of that so far down there. But they're in the heart of that. There's a lot of cotton here on the Texas High Plains and the Texas Rolling Plains that is rapidly progressing toward the point where it'll start to open, and we'll get ready to prepare that cotton for harvest. You know, that cold snap that we had just a week or so ago, we don't exactly know the impact of that on yields and maturity of the fiber, but thankfully it warmed back up pretty quickly, so we hope hopefully we're back on track for giving that cotton some more time to mature out. But realistically, I would expect to see some cotton ginning occur in October out here on the High Plains and the Rolling Plains.
I'm Tony St. James.